Welcome to the UAC Podcast. UAC was founded to create a place for the most successful chiropractors from different backgrounds and around the world who could come together to mastermind and create lifelong lasting friendships. Our profession's unique, and surrounding yourself with the genius inside of UAC is a formula to grow personally and professionally into the life you've always known you're capable of achieving. I'm Dr. Alan Miner with Dr. Brian Capra, and this is the best practices section of the UAC podcast. Welcome to Chiropractic's Brain Trust.
Hey everyone, Dr. Brian here with the UAC Best Practices Podcast. Super excited. We have some great guests here today. And what we hope is that you get a little something, a little nugget, something you can learn and apply in your business or your life immediately. So I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Alan Miner. So Doc, take it away.
Yeah, I'm excited to introduce Mark Murdoch. I've gotten to know Mark moving to Dallas. I would just see him at a lot of the chiropractic events that happen here in Dallas with Parker and the school. And Mark has a great product. He's helped a lot of practitioners with lasers and light beds that he'll talk about. But what was most interesting to me and why you really caught my attention, Mark, was, if you will, Mark's sales pitch has always been, you know what, just get me your hardest cases. I'll come in for a day and work on them. And I was like, that's maybe the coolest sales pitch I've ever heard in chiropractic. Literally, I couldn't tell you much about the laser. I just know, like, if you're a practitioner, this guy's so confident in what he's doing, give me your toughest cases. I'll come in and I'll wow you on that. And I was, so Mark's now a part of UAC. Aspen Laser is a sponsor. And we'll get into the laser in a minute, Mark. But what I found interesting also is, I know you're a basketball coach for NCAA for 17 years. And then what I just learned is you had your own cryo. You were kind of first to market on the whole body cryo side of things. And you actually sold that and had to exit out of that business as well, right?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, most of my career was college basketball. I thought I was going to do that till I died, but got out of coaching in 2010 as my sons got, you know, junior high school age and were playing multiple sports. I just wanted to be home and not miss games. So I got out of that, and really my best friend stumbled into the whole body cryotherapy industry in Europe. It did not exist in the United States. So we launched a company and grew that into what we call Cryo USA, had another company called Cryo Global. And we sold not just cryotherapy devices. We sold cryotherapy devices all over the country, started that and mainstreamed it in this country, but sold it in other countries as well. And then began adding light therapy and some other things along the way. And then we had a wellness center in Dallas, in Highland Park, and operated that very successfully until I exited that in 2018.
Awesome, man. That's I didn't realize you'd done that. Did you guys, is this kind of back in the liquid nitrogen?
It was.
Yeah, days of cryo. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, now the industry's gone electric, and that's the way it should have gone. It just, back then it was untenable to do that, but that was what we started with, the liquid nitrogen units.
So you've always had an interest in healing, obviously.
Sure.
How'd that dovetail into you getting involved with lasers, and talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So along our model, in 2015, we added our first laser and whole body light bed to our personal practice, and then began distributing those devices because we had such good success with it. In 2017, our company hit Inc. 5000, and it was mainly the light therapy that was the upward growth in that model, not just our wellness center, but our sales side. Yes, we were doing a lot in cryotherapy, but light therapy became our mainstay, so much that we had to change the name of our wellness center, take the name Cryo out, because mostly what people were coming in for was light. Mm-hmm. So we kind of rebranded. And then in 2018, I took an exit from that business because I wanted to run hard and fast towards the light, no pun to poltergeist there. But really wanted to do that with my time, because that's where we saw the best results for patients. We saw the most medical studies being done on any modality we were using in the industry. We're doing about 1,000 double-blind randomized clinical trials a year on light therapy right now, photobiomodulation, which is a massive amount. Medical industries were already pushing towards that. And then we saw the highest ROI versus all the other six things we did in our clinic was with our light bed and laser side. So I left that, went into private consulting and light full-time in 2018.
Awesome, man. So one of the things that grabbed me, as I said earlier, is the results you see in chiropractic clinics. You literally sell your product by going in and just saying, give me your toughest cases. Let's take, so talk a little bit about, you know, we have a blend of chiropractors from very straight chiropractors, subluxation focused, to functional docs with integrated practices. You know, our ecosystem's pretty broad. Talk a little bit about, you know, maybe first the results and how, why, you know, for docs who aren't familiar with laser, and then talk a little bit about, you know, there's a revenue side of that as well to a clinic, which is, I think, one of the reasons that a lot of people end up bringing laser in. So, you know.
Sure.
The three things I consistently hear from chiropractors is that I need a way to address issues I'm currently unable to address for patients, I need faster, longer-lasting results for patients, and more importantly, I need a way for another part of my practice to earn as much money or more money than my hands earn without me involved. Those are the three problems that Aspen Laser and Theralite solve better than any other modalities or lasers on the market. We fully understand that the best way to experience the true benefits and results of a laser is to see, touch, and use it in your own clinic on your own patients. Our offer is for you to line up 10 to 15 of your worst case scenario patients with problems that you currently aren't able to fully address or fix, and let us treat all of those issues in one day. Our pledge is that we'll get 90% of your patients virtually pain-free and to full mobility within 10 minutes of their very first visit. If you aren't significantly impressed with the results, and if we don't significantly outperform the laser you're currently using, I'll give you $500 for wasting your day. To call and schedule your no-risk complimentary demo day, call or text Mark Murdoch at 214-641-1827.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to know, like, because I haven't been in practice in a long time. I've seen the lasers out there and all this stuff. I know they're not all created equal, but I don't even really understand how that they really work.
Sure.
The basic principles, yeah.
Well, I will tell you, laser and Theralite, so people may get confused when I hear me reference both. Okay. Aspen Laser and Theralite are the same company, both owned by Aspen Laser. Aspen Laser is our laser side, Theralite is our whole body bedside. You talked about results. I'll give you a great example. Right now, both World Series teams, Arizona Diamondbacks and Texas Rangers, are Theralite clients. They use them both in their training room, and people are wondering how Max Scherzer, who is out for the rest of the playoffs, has already come back and pitched three games and will hopefully not have to pitch the fourth as the Rangers close it out. But those things that are happening in the training room with these teams that are healing guys so fast and performing at a high level are using things like Theralite. They've got laser therapy. Yes, they've had that, but now they're using a whole body component as well for performance. So laser really works, Brian, by doing what we call it's photochemical. It's not photothermal. People think, when you put a laser on their skin or a light pad or a light bed, it's warm. Yeah, that's great. That's a psychosomatic, you know, connection. There's no photothermal. It's photochemistry. So what happens is a light wave comes into the body as a light wave, and you have molecules in the body called chromophores, which actually translated means color lover. It takes that different color, however many different wavelengths you have, each one of those is a different color. So think of those as a different medicine. Each wavelength comes in, chromophores take it and convert that into a chemical process in the body, a chemical process in the tissue. So light is photochemical. So it would be if I had a big syringe with all kinds of medicines. Let's say for pain relief, I had morphine, tramadol, and toradol, and I injected your body and pain went away. Well, that's what laser does. We inject that into the body. Part of that photochemical is to shut down the nerve from firing, and it acts as a chemical nerve block. So we do an appropriate laser on a part of the body, and people's pain goes to zero in less than 10 minutes. And they're like, well, how did that happen? If I had a big syringe with morphine and I injected your shoulder and your pain went away, that's how it happened. It's photochemical. The bigger effect and the long-term effect of the photochemical reaction is that it kicks inflammation out of the cell and allows the cell to go back to homeostasis and operate at its normal functioning capacity, at its highest level capacity. So, for example, normally if an adult breaks a bone, calcifies in 40 days. If a child breaks a bone, calcifies in about 20 days. Yet when we apply light to a broken bone in an adult, it'll calcify in 20 days. We did not treat the bone. We treated the cell. The cell returned to homeostasis. It went back to its perfectly operating form. It kicked the inflammation out, and it calcified the bone in 20 days. Why? Because that's the cell's job, to calcify bones in about 20 days. So everything we treat with laser, with light, with whether that's a full body bed or a laser, is a photochemical response in the tissue. Now, as you mentioned, not all light, not all lasers are created equal. And there's a wide scope of power, wavelengths, dosage, and response in that. We just are very unique in the industry because of the wavelengths we use, the power we use, and our patient response. In on average of 7.5 minutes per patient on the first visit, we can get 90% of the time to patient to a 0 or 1 in pain. So that's why Alan said, well, that's a really unique pitch. I don't consider myself a salesperson. I'm a clinician. I'm an educator. I just think it's shooting fish in a barrel. If you give me 15 chronic cases in one day and I treat them all with laser and I get 9 out of 10 of those to zero pain or full mobility in 10 minutes, right. I don't have to sell anything. I just sit back and watch your patients sell it for me. Cause they're like, hey doc, you're going to get this thing today, right? I want to come back. I want to do more of this. Right. So it's fairly simple.
So I think maybe there's, in my mind, a misconception might be that you're putting a light on my skin or laser. How deep can that actually go? Because I'm thinking, you know, it can't go to my bone. I had a tendonitis here I couldn't do a push-up for a year.
Yep.
I got a laser treatment, and the next day I was doing push-ups.
Yeah, yeah. So we can get about 6 to 7 centimeters deep, depending on the wavelength and the power we're using. So if you look at 6 centimeters, you know, every finger on most people is 2 centimeters, 4 centimeters, 6 centimeters, 8 centimeters. So we're getting about that deep on every patient. So if I go from the front, the stomach, and the back, I can get to any organ almost, right? Mm-hmm. I can get depth from the shoulder, from the front, from the top, from underneath. I can get the entire shoulder joint. I can get into a hip. We can get into bone. We can get through skull if you have enough power and the right wavelengths. We can get directly through the skull and about 6 centimeters deep into the brain. So one of the things we're doing is we've got 500 traumatic brain injury patients mixed in with some Alzheimer's, some Parkinson's, some MS, some dementia at a clinic in Denver. And we're using the Aspen Apex laser with phenomenal results. And those are really easy because we do a SPECT scan before that shows damaged brain tissue. And we do 20 sessions and come back with another SPECT scan. Then we come back 6 months later with no more intervention and do a third SPECT scan. And what you see is healing of brain tissue in the 20 sessions. And then in the 6 months follow-up where there's been no more light, the brain has continued to heal on its own. You see the SPECT scan improve again. So we know it's not psychosomatic, right? SPECT scan will show the side of a brain. It'll show gray as normal. And everything that's not gray is damaged tissue. So your minor damage is going to be your reds, your oranges, your yellows, and then you get into deeper colors, your greens, your blues, your dark blues, and your blacks are really bad. Black on a SPECT scan would be dead tissue.
Is that something that clinicians, chiropractors have SPECT scan availability, or they just send it out to
somewhere? Your neuro guys will use the SPECT scan a lot. Obviously, your brain trauma, but a lot of the neuro guys, I've got a lot of neuro chiropractic guys that are probably sending that out for a scan. I don't think many of them would have that in their office. Some do. But a SPECT scan just gives you a shot of the brain before we start, damaged tissue, at what level it's damaged, and then it shows what intervention, if there's any change. So even on some of those where the tissue is, the representation on the SPECT scan is black or dark blue, which most of neurology would tell you, okay, that's not coming back. That's tissue that is dead. And we see that tissue come back to normal. That's earth shattering. So we can get really, really deep. Depends on the laser, because you have to have the right wavelengths, because not all wavelengths go to the same depth. And then you have to have the right power behind those wavelengths to drive it deep enough without causing a reaction on the skin. Most class 4 lasers are just going to up the power, but then you have to hold the laser off the skin. Well, now you're getting a lot of loss on the way to the skin and bouncing and reflection. And it's you up the power, but you're really not getting much depth. The key is to be able to have a high power, hold it directly on the skin, not have a thermal response, which we don't, and be able to drive that power and that wavelength deep into the tissue and get that response, which again is why Aspen is so unique in the laser world, because not everybody can do that.
This segment is sponsored by Genesis Chiropractic Software. UAC members rely on innovative and rock-solid practice solutions, especially when it comes to EHRs, practice management, and billing. This is why UAC recommends and stands behind Genesis Chiropractic Software. Genesis is a best-in-class, all-in-one chiropractic practice management system that has you covered, from patient scheduling to documentation and all the way through billing. Genesis uses the power of AI to find work in the system and automatically assign that work to the right person, preventing tasks from falling through the cracks. Thousands of high-volume practices rely on Genesis every day to successfully grow and maintain their practices. And additionally, they integrate with most of your favorite marketing, scheduling, and payment solutions. Schedule a demo of Genesis today by visiting www.genesischiropracticsoftware.com and be sure to mention UHC as well.
What are the, talk about from a practitioner standpoint, how do they charge in, say, 20 visits I maybe heard? What kind of charges are practitioners doing for those care plans?
We call a standard of care 6 sessions over 2 weeks. Now, not 6 sessions over 6 weeks, 6 sessions, 2 weeks for acute. We'd see you every other day, week one, every other day, week two. With our laser, 90% of your stuff is acute injuries, acute problems are done in 6 sessions. In fact, a lot of times people come in for the 5th or 6th session, a patient will, and they'll say, hey, doc, I don't think I need it today. I have no pain and I have full range of motion. Mm-hmm. We finish those 5th and 6th sessions course of care, right? It's kind of like antibiotics. You don't stop when you start feeling good. You finish the course of care. A chronic patient would come in still 6 times in 2 weeks, but we would front load that. I'd see a chronic patient 3 days in a row, take the weekend off, and then go every other day, week two, and reevaluate after 6 sessions. So we kind of price that, you know, it depends on what the chiropractor's pricing for everything else. What I tell the DC is, look, what you would charge for 6 sessions or 6 adjustments is what you would charge for 6 laser sessions. And what you would charge for 12 is what you would charge for a 12 pack. Your time is less. Your average laser treatment time with our laser is about 7.5 minutes per patient per issue. So if it's a shoulder issue, 7.5 minutes, and that actually decreases the more sessions we do. But the first session, my average treatment time is about 7.5 minutes. So in 7.5 minutes, a laser can make more money than most DCs can make in the other room using their own hands. That's a pretty phenomenal rate of return. And I can take the lowest 10% of chiropractors in this country with time, 10,000 hour rule, just fresh out of chiropractic college, not great tactile ability yet. They're just not there because they're just young. I can put a laser in their hands and they can get the same results top 1% of chiropractors in the world are getting, because it's such an added advantage. It gets them things that they can't yet do on their own. So now if I take the top 1% of chiropractors, top 10% of chiropractors in the world, which many of your listeners are, and put the laser in their hand, now I've taken their hands out of it. I've given them a better result for their patient, a faster result, and a patient that will keep coming back and asking for laser. And the cool thing is, when you start mixing in laser and even the whole body bed, it creates a sticky environment in the DC's office, because what happens with most patients? They get hurt, they come in, you make them feel better, they disappear for 4 months, right? Because what should they do? Well, I get an adjustment or one or two every week for the rest of my life, no matter how I feel, because that's the smart thing to do. But patients don't respond that way. They come back when they're in need, when they're hurt. When you have light in your clinic, whether that's a laser or whole body, people tend to come back and stay sticky and keep coming in week after week after week. So what do they do when they're in? Hey, might as well get an adjustment. Might as well buy some nutrition. Might as well do some more decompression, right? Because now you've got the sticky environment that they're asking for. Do you have a laser? Do you have a light bed? Can I come in every week? So it just is this great results-driven effect for ROI, but then it creates soft ROI in everything else you do because the patients are walking in the door more often.
Great, Mark. I love it. We're about top of our time. First other question, and you're a little unique because a lot of the time the guests who've been on have been in UAC for years. You just had your first UAC event in Las Vegas. How's the experience, the event? Just not as a practitioner, not as a clinician, but just being in the room with that group. What was that like for you?
I hugged a couple people there and told them I found my people. I felt like you know, there'd been this gap for me working with Tony Robbins and some of his folks in his group. I felt like I was back in with kind of Tony's inner circle of people that are like-minded, that think the same way, that are on the same level, that are pursuing the same kind of goals and are wired the same way. And just being in the room, it didn't take, Alan, you were true to your word. It didn't take me 10 minutes where I found out this is where I want to be for forever, right? I'm part of this group from now on. And that doesn't necessarily, I mean, has it translated into people buying lasers? Yeah, that's fine. But that's an aside. What I gained from that personally and what I hope I have to offer back to that group is going to be well above and beyond whatever we do on the laser side. I really don't care about that. I mean, that's great. It's what I do. But just the connection there, the seriousness, the enjoyment of just being with people and the ease that was, but then getting really good nuts and bolts stuff done. I've been to a lot, and we all have been to a lot of conferences and a lot of seminars over the years. And it's usually you sit in a hotel room, a conference room at a hotel, and you're bored to tears, and you're looking at your clock waiting for the next meal or the break, and maybe you won't stay for the last day. Not for that. I mean, UAC is very, very unique. In fact, I already introduced somebody that I think should join. It's got a great practice, and hopefully you guys have connected and he's in, because everybody I can tell.
We love having you in the room. You bring great energy and great experience. Anybody wants to get more information about Aspen, where do they find you?
Sure. I mean, I give up my cell. That's the easiest way. It never leaves my side. 214-641-1827. Call me, email me. Personal email, NSIA, Nancy Sam Indigo Alpha, NSIAMARK@gmail. And then Mark Murdoch at Aspen Lasers. As well, aspenlasers.com. So I've got multiple ways to contact.
Perfect, man. Well, thank you, Mark. We appreciate you and appreciate your contribution to the group. And thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Look forward to it. Amen.